T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You are not alone.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
This is Comfort in Numbers.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Even though you're happy in your relationship, do you go out of your way to stare at hot guys? That's the question for Comfort in Numbers today. So maybe you just plan your trip to the gym at the same time as that guy who works out real hard. You know what I'm talking about. Then you can give us a call and be a part of the show, because we need to find some comfort in numbers for Chelsea, who reached out to us.
Yeah, she wrote to us and said that she's happily married. Everything is great with my husband, she starts her letter with, but then continues. But I do go out of my way to interact with a super hot guy who works in our building. I know he does evening security on Wednesday and Thursday, so that is when I work late, even though I don't have to work late. I just really like walking to my car with him. So obviously they have the courtesy escort to your car.
Oh, that's awesome.
To make sure that women are safe, or yeah, man or whoever wants to walk to their car. They get a fine piece of security. Mm-hmm. Booty! Available on Wednesday and Thursday, and Chelsea always comes up with a reason to be the last one out of the office. She says, is this just a me thing, or do other happy women put themselves around hot men just for the thrill of it? And does this make me a bad wife?
404-263-0941 is our number here at the Jeff and Jen Show. Is it dangerous? I mean, is that a dangerous thing to do?
Well, I would like you, Jen, to answer it first. Like, would you ever, this is, because I can answer it as a guy, because I don't think there's the stigma that applies.
Okay.
If I'm at the supermarket and I'm checking out, and there's 3 checkout lines that are all equal, right? They've all got 2 people in line with equally filled carts, and everything's the same.
Mm-hmm.
One line is manned by a dude. Bleh. The other line is manned by, like, some old roast woman that bleh. And then, but the third line is, like, a cute girl who's all smiling, long blonde hair, and hi. Guess where I'm going.
So you choose that just because you want to be around the woman you find more attractive.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't think there's a stigma around that. With guys, like, I don't think guys get hammered for that. It doesn't mean that I'm going to cheat on my wife. It doesn't mean that I'm going to even flirt with this girl. It's just
being around what you're attracted to.
So same situation, 3 grocery store lines. Everything's equal about them, except one of them has a dashing young man working behind the counter.
I've never really thought about it that way. When you put it in the grocery store line,
you've never walked up to a grocery store line with a fine man checking you out, and you're like,
"No, I mostly have one." Female cashiers. But I will say, if there's like a delivery guy, there's a lot of hot delivery men in Atlanta, and if they are delivering and they're hot, I will go to the front porch to accept that package.
Right. Normally, they can just leave it there, but if they are good looking, you will hold their package in a heartbeat.
Right, I will go out to greet the package.
Got it. Megan in Lawrenceville, is this question that Chelsea has, is this situation, she goes out of her way to interact with a hot guy that works in her building, is this something that is normal amongst women?
Yes, that's so normal. I purposely scheduled our landscaper for Thursday so that I could be there when he comes so I can watch him mow the lawn.
Really? That is hilarious.
Yes.
So are you just kind of like peeking through the windows, or do you just pull up a chair on the back porch with a glass of lemonade and just watch him?
I lounge in my living room.
That big picture window in the living room.
Right.
Just look right out into the guy mowing your yard.
She's like, so mm-hmm. funny. I had already planned to plant flowers in my bikini today. It's weird.
I'm just going to sit out here. I love the smell of fresh cut grass.
All right. So you say totally normal. You can definitely give her some comfort in numbers.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
For sure.
All right. Thanks for the call, Megan.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, we need some comfort and numbers for Chelsea, who says that she definitely makes sure that she works late so the hot security guy can walk her to her car. But she's happily married. She says, am I the only one who does this?
And the answer is no. We have another Chelsea on hold. This is Chelsea in Hampton. You say that security guard follower Chelsea is totally normal.
Oh, yeah. I have this guy at my work who I find extremely attractive, but I'm happily in a relationship, and my boyfriend's actually about to propose. But, yeah, he knows I check this guy out at work, too, actually.
Okay.
And he's not insecure about it.
My boyfriend, no. He's like, I know you're not going to go after this guy because our relationship's strong, and I care for him.
Okay. Well, all right. Now, that's neat, Chelsea. But listen, we're about to pick up a phone call from a woman named Val. Okay? She, the hot guy in her life, is actually her brother-in-law.
Her husband's brother.
That's crossing a line, right?
Yeah. That's insane.
She's like, yeah.
She's like, feeling a whole lot better about my hot coworker.
Val, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi. Yeah, so my husband's brother is so good looking. Like, he is so hot. And I know that his wife does yoga and runs on Saturday mornings. So, like, I know I can always kind of go over and she's not around. So I just casually always like swing by Saturday mornings and catch up while he's working out or he's like working in the yard or, you know, doing something shirtless. And then
hold on a minute.
This is your brother-in-law?
This is your husband's brother?
Yeah, it's my husband's brother.
Do they look alike at all?
They look similar. It's just that the brother's a little taller and a little buffer. And by a little, I mean a lot.
Wow.
All right.
So, but then when I go home, my husband gets lucky. So this one time I actually called my husband his brother's name, and it was super awkward.
No.
I know.
How did that go? I came
clean to my husband. I told him the truth, and now he encourages me to go over there because it's guaranteed lucky time for him after.
What is happening in your life?
Hold on a second.
I know, it's crazy.
So you told your husband that his brother is eye candy to you.
Her fantasy.
Yep.
Her fantasy dude, and you admitted that to him, and now he encourages you to spend time around his brother because he knows it's going to set the mood for what you guys, right? Am I understanding you right?
You're totally right. Yeah.
That is a tangled up family tree.
He knows I'm not going to actually do anything. Yeah.
How do you think your sister-in-law would feel if she knew this?
Well, I hope she never finds out.
Does she know that you swing by on Saturdays, or is that just something like you're creeping around the corner waiting for her to leave for yoga class and you just pull up in the driveway? Weird coincidence. Every Saturday I happen to be here.
She's just driving by super slow, ducked way down.
Yes.
Like old school high school boyfriend girlfriend drive-bys. Oh, he's like, went on. He's in his room. I know it. I love him.
Totally creeping. I know.
Jen, any more questions for Val?
Oh, no. I'm so disturbed.
Are you thinking about your brother-in-law?
God, I'm thinking about throwing up. That is some therapy help right there. That ain't right. That ain't right.
All right. Bye, Val.
Bye.
My favorite part of Comfort in Numbers is the fact that Chelsea right now is listening, and she's like, God, I am so low-key normal.
That is like... I mean, that could break up a family right there. That's crazy.
Husband's okay with it. He's like, go let my brother do the warm-ups. I'll be here to help you cross the finish line.
That is gross. No.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.